I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. And we're now going to the surface of the planet Mars to see evidence of, what is this, Bob? I thought there was no flowing water on the surface of Mars in the last 3 billion years.
Actually, at this moment in time, no scientist has come up with a acceptable model for there ever being flowing water on the surface of Mars. This is one of the fundamental scientific problems of Mars geology. However, when we look at Mars, there is tons and tons of evidence, both by the rovers and by the orbiters, that there was flowing water once in the past. And in fact, most of the flowing water appears to have been, in many cases, catastrophic floods. And the most famous examples of that is the giant canyon, Valles Marineris, which is bigger than, you know, by far the biggest canyon in the solar system. So I had a cool image that I posted on Behind the Black this week, which gives an example of why scientists think there were once catastrophic floods on Mars, even though there's no way liquid water, that they can figure out a way, there's no way they can figure out if liquid water could have ever flown on the surface. And this is a case where you have a line of mesas in which a gully has been carved into a gap that really looks like something pushed its way through very, very fast. I point out in the post, John, there are two possible other explanations. One is possibly the question of glaciers and ice. This is becoming increasingly a possibility that maybe ice on Mars functions differently, or at least much more extensively than on Earth, and could cause the kind of canyons we see that we think water created. And the other possibility is lava. Lava on Mars flows much faster than on Earth because of the low gravity, and there are examples of that that I posted on Behind the Black. And so maybe when we look at what look like meandering riverbeds that were washed out by fast floods, maybe it was lava that did it. Don't know this yet, but that's the question, and it's just one of those mysteries about Mars that everyone should be aware of. There is lots of ice on Mars, there is still lots of water, but liquid water they just cannot justify, and yet that's what we think caused a lot of the things we see.
The famous, the much revered, the mourned, and the eternal opportunity is back with information. What does Oppie tell us now, Bob?
Well, okay, you know, periodically scientists review the archival data from the rover that was on Mars for more than a decade, this tiny rover. And so I saw a paper published, and I contacted the scientists about it because it seemed interesting. It's the paper, looking at the data from Opportunity, the scientists think that periodically on Mars, in this equatorial dry region, the surface of rocks gets wetted, kind of like dew in the morning. It's not a lot of water, but it's enough to cause some erosion on the surface, and that's what they see evidence of on salt crusts. And so the evidence from the salt crust suggests that every few thousand years, or maybe less, there is like a wetting event, so that you get either frost or dew on the surface that causes erosion. And it could be ongoing, even now as we speak on Mars, rarely, or it could no longer be happening, but it has happened in the recent past. They have evidence of that. That's interesting. That tells us that, you know, there's water on Mars, and it's in the atmosphere sometimes, and every once in a while it condenses onto the surface in almost any place on the surface. That's the suggestion.
I want to make sure I understand this. Dew is liquid water, right?
Yes.
Okay. So liquid water on Mars sometimes, maybe.
Yeah, but it's always very intermittent, very short term, and cannot last very long. So the water condenses on the surface of these salt crusts and quickly sublimates away. And when it does that, it takes the crust with it. That's what causes the erosion, John.
Sunspot
fast process.
Sunspot update. Any significant change in pattern?
Well, yes, in a sense. We still are seeing much more sunspot activity monthly than was predicted. However, it's not, there was a drop in August, so it suggests that even though it's more than they expected, it's not a lot more than expected, and that's all I can tell you right now, John. We're going to have to wait another 5 years to finally get an answer to this question.
And a radio outburst from the Milky Way and baffling astronomers, that's easy, Bob, no problem. What kind of baffle?
Well, all right. There are a lot of people who immediately say there's aliens, but there is a repeating radio outburst near the center of the Milky Way. They do not understand. It's a new phenomenon, and they're trying to figure out what it is, and they don't know yet. It's repeating. It's repeating in a way that others repeat. They don't understand it.
Fred Hoyle, the book is A is for Andromeda. It's about repeating patterns from distant stars. What does it mean? Bob Zimmerman, He keeps the website Behind the Black on the eve of all commercial space launch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Basham.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.